Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Fesco from Fesco in the Morning from Kansas City. He is now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Bob, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing, man?
We're doing well. So my first question is this whole thing with Allen on his way to the game. I know there was a lot of snow. He's got a good Samaritan named Dave that helps him out. And we found out more about Dave, but Dave's become almost a folk hero there, hasn't he?
Well, I mean, the guy was arrested 22 times in the last year or something like that. So it's not exactly like he's out here doing yeoman's work every day. But, you know, I don't know. I guess you could say anything with the Chiefs has become a folk hero right now. I was kind of joking earlier, and you know how local TV news gets when sports teams get good. They start doing everything possible they possibly can. And, you know, I kind of joked about it. Man in Kansas City buys Chiefs shirt live at 10. You know, let's get him on the news and talk about why he bought that Chiefs shirt. So everything Chiefs related is pretty darn hot right now in this town.
Speaking of that, they've got a big game coming up against the New England Patriots. Patriots, they're kind of living under the mantra of everybody thinks we suck, so they're coming in on a mission. So it's not going to be easy by any stretch, but I got to tell you, out of all the quarterbacks, all the young quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes looks like he's been there, done that many a time. He's just unflappable, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is, and I think that goes back to the baseball background with his dad being a relief pitcher and him being around those clubhouses for all those years, because you learn how to put the bad out of your mind right away and not think about that and just move on to the next. And if you have the uncanny ability to do that, not just in sports but in life, my God, you're really ahead of the game. I mean, just think about, you know, you or, you know, whoever's listening has got, you know, something bad happen. You dwell on the bad for so long, you never really enjoy the good. And Patrick Mahomes has an interception. He moves on. He's on to the next play and doesn't even think about that. Like, he doesn't let things bring him down and affect his game. And he's just really, for 23 years old, he plays with the mind of a 35-year-old. I mean, he's really unbelievable in that way.
Got to ask about Andy Reid. Andy Reid comes with the moniker of being a really good head coach, hasn't been able to win the big one. So is there trepidation right now in Kansas City, or do you feel that this is it?
No, I think the whole Andy Reid can't win the big one thing is a moot point anymore because of Patrick Mahomes, and because Mahomes is able to go out there. You know, you saw the sidearm throw against the Colts the other day. You saw the 43-yard pass on fourth down against the Ravens. You saw, just the incredible left-handed pass that he had against the Denver Broncos. I think the whole Andy Reid can't win the big one is officially a done point, because this guy can go out there and just make plays when you don't expect him to. And if he thinks that Andy Reid is going to do something that maybe slows the game down or something, I think Mahomes is going to audible out of it. He told us last week, and I thought this has been the most telling thing that he said his entire career here in Kansas City, which has only been the 2 years, but he said last week what he learned from that Tennessee game is that you can never, ever rest. You always have to keep your foot on the gas. You always have to go. And I thought that was really kind of a shot at Andy Reid, kind of a shot at the offense last year, saying we're not resting on our laurels. And you saw it in the game against the Colts. They went for it on fourth down four different times and converted on three of them.
So with this team, kind of poised, so to speak, I mean, they looked really dominant this past weekend. With this team kind of poised, so what do they need to do to beat New England? Because I think New England is very beatable, but when they get rolling like this, they almost become machine-like.
Yeah, they really do, and I think what they need to do is play like they did last week defensively. I mean, they were so good last week defensively to a Super Bowl level. We haven't seen them play defense at all like that last week. They shut down the run. They limited Andrew Luck. They got three sacks. I mean, they were all over the place. They played like the 85 Bears last week on defense, and that's the first time this season you can actually say, wow, the defense showed up and won a game for them, and they won that game because of defense.
What do they need to do other than just kind of keeping Tom Brady uncomfortable? Is there one weapon or two that they need to take away from New England?
Well, I always think it's Gronk, even though he only had one catch the other day, but watching Sony Michel run against the Chargers last week, man, that's a guy you got to find a way to bottle up. And I still think with the weather the way it's going to be down here, it's supposed to be the coldest day ever at Arrowhead Stadium for a game in the history of the stadium. And I think with the weather being that way, I think we're going to be resorted to a lot of smash-mouth type of football where you have to stop the run. And if you can get in there and shut down Sony Michel and stop him and control that running game, not let White get out there and do what he's done over the course of the year for these guys, I think if you're able to control the run game and force them to throw the football, I think that plays into your favor.
This team had to come overcome adversity, losing Kareem Hunt and everything that went on in the mid portion of the season. Obviously, they've handled it pretty well, but what kind of a void did that leave?
None. I think running backs are so overrated in the NFL. They're a dime a dozen, especially in this Andy Reid offense, as you saw last week with Damian Williams. Have they missed a beat with Kareem Hunt being gone? I don't know. They're still scoring 30, 40 points a game, and Damian Williams ran for the third most yards in the history of Chiefs football in the postseason last week against the Indianapolis Colts with his 129 yards. They had four rushing touchdowns. So I think the running backs right now in this Andy Reid offense, and really in the NFL, I really believe they are a dime a dozen. They fit the system so well. I just don't think they really lost a whole heck of a lot with Kareem Hunt. And I said that at the time when we found out on that Friday afternoon that Kareem Hunt was no longer on the team. I said, I really don't think they lose a whole lot by losing Kareem Hunt. I think the offense stays the same, and for the most part, they have.
Looking at this team, the fact that they score so many points, I mean, Brady is so good at putting points on the board, and what they did this past weekend was nothing short of amazing. They came out and just executed like a surgeon. But going back to Patrick Mahomes, you know as well as I do, it goes as he goes. You talk about the ability to forget mistakes. What has been the cause for his mistakes?
I think maybe just trying to do too much. I mean, I don't think it's because he doesn't know the plays or anything like that. I think just trying to do too much and trying to make the big play when maybe he should just eat it. I think those are coachable plays too. I mean, it's not like we're talking about a guy out there who can't make all the throws because he can make all the throws. I think at times he just tries to do a little bit too much and tries to make that highlight play and tries to force some stuff at times that maybe isn't there. And I think if that's the worst thing that we're saying about Patrick Mahomes after one full season and now headed to an AFC championship game, that's pretty darn good. You just hope he plays within himself this week and doesn't try to pick up 43 yards when he doesn't need to pick up 43 yards. You hope he plays, you know, that smart level of football. You want him to take chances, though, because I think that's what makes him, you know, what he is. But make sure they're smart chances and they're not things that you go, oh, my God, why are you throwing that? Like, even you can't make that throw. He thinks he can make any throw he wants to out there, and I love that confidence. But every once in a while, you have to say, all right, hang on a second. You're not going to be able to make that play. Sometimes it's better to pull the Alex Smith and pull the ball down and eat it and run for the first down instead of trying to force something over the middle that could be intercepted.
You know, it's interesting. I watched Aaron Rodgers his first season, and he came into the league, and I've seen a lot of Brett Favre over the years, and obviously we've covered a lot of really great quarterbacks. What sets Patrick Mahomes apart coming into this thing with his rookie season and just being able to do what he did?
I think the ability to forget, I really do. I think that's so important for an athlete and for a young quarterback. I mean, in baseball terms, again, you know, you go 0-for-2, you can't go up there trying to hit a 5-run home run and go 5-for-5 and 1 at bat. You know, he never grips the bat tighter. He never, you know, grabs the ball tighter and tries to throw it harder or anything like that. Like, he understands. He's so advanced beyond his years from where he is and from where a lot of these guys are that he just doesn't let a bad play get him down. The Chiefs are, I think, right now, like 56% of their plays are for positive yards, which is second best in the NFL. And so they're gaining positive yards on every single play. So there's not like all these situations where he's not getting, you know, positive yards and doing good things on offense. But when he does, they just go on to the next play. It's like they just forget about it and they're on to the next.
You mentioned the weather. I honestly, I'm sitting here reading a couple of articles this morning about the frigid temperatures and such, and that actually may favor the New England Patriots, who play in that sub-freezing stuff a lot more, specifically over Tom Brady's history, than probably the Kansas City Chiefs. Does the weather even look, in your opinion, to be a factor, other than maybe the ability for, say, receivers to catch the football or a running back to hold onto the football or punters and kickers maybe not getting as much distance?
Yeah, I didn't even think about the punters and kickers. I think that's a good one because the Chiefs just don't punt anymore. Like, they pay Dustin Colquitt $4 million to cheer, you know, on the sidelines. But I think ultimately, yeah, I think the weather will be a little bit of a factor. Brady's good in cold weather, 24-4 with temperatures under 30 degrees, and I think he's 5-1 when the temperature's under 20 degrees. I don't think Patrick Mahomes or anybody's ever played in weather like we're going to see on Saturday. But I think the experience factor weighs in a little bit with New England and where they are right now with this. And I think, you know, obviously with the 20 years that they've been dominating and doing their thing, clearly they understand how to play in any type of position. And the fact that they're playing the whole woe is me, nobody thinks we can win type card, I hate that from a Chiefs fan's perspective too.
The one thing that I was reading earlier today, I was going to CBS Sportsline, and one of the things that they said was Patrick Mahomes needs to continue to play almost like he's from another planet. Does he really have to play like he's from another planet to win?
No, they've got too many weapons. Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, we saw Damian Williams. look, with the defense playing like they did last week against the Colts, if they go out there and play half that game against the New England Patriots, they'll be in position to win. I don't think this is about Patrick Mahomes. I don't think anybody's opinion on Patrick Mahomes should change, regardless of what happens in this football game on Sunday. It is a team game. He's done so much to get him to this point. But they've got enough weapons on offense where they can take the pressure off of Mahomes.
Great stuff as always, Bob. We appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on with us for a couple of minutes. And good luck, man. We'll talk to you soon. Hopefully we're going to see you guys down in Atlanta. I look forward to that.
Well, we're getting ready to head down there. The bags are packed. We just need the team to win.
Good stuff. Bob, we'll see you down there, pal.
You bet, bud. Take care.
Talk to you later. There you go. Bob Fesco, host of Fesco in the Morning on 610 Sports in Kansas City, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they're beginning to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That is 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.